You disappointed with that decision?
Look, obviously disappointed, but do hold a lot of store by the decisions of the Royal Commission and Justice McClellan in particular. The main thing is that we have honest and open testimony from Cardinal Pell.
Yes, indeed. 2 million adults, Doctor, have been abused in Australia as children, I'm reading.
Yes, look, we've seen, you know, the number of public hearings we've had, we know that, you know, over 4,000 people have now appeared in private session before the Royal Commission. So it's just an enormous number of Australians who are affected directly or indirectly by sexual abuse.
How important would it be to those people to have Cardinal George Pell and any other clergyman who allegedly covered up a lot of this to appear before this commission in person?
Look, obviously that would be preferable. I was at the directions hearing on Friday, and I know that Justice McClellan did whatever he could to make that happen. But there was also pressure on this decision so that we don't delay it any longer. The testimony is heard as soon as possible as well.
I wonder, and I know there's a lot of legalese involved here, but as far as the victims are concerned, I mean, they've been through enough already. Would a decision like that lead them to think, oh, look, you know, they still don't really care about us very much?
Look, I think the Commission has shown us that they do care. I mean, what we do need to see is that governments care as well. And certainly we are currently waiting on a response from the federal government around the redress report to see that there's real commitment to the recommendations made by the Commission. That's what we need to see at the moment.
Yeah. And the victims themselves, I can only imagine, I've been reading this harrowing stuff virtually daily in the paper, how difficult it would be to even come forward and give evidence, wouldn't it?
Look, it takes enormous courage, and of course we've seen people reveal their most personal, intimate details being exposed in the most fundamental of ways. And I mean, that's enormously difficult, and that's why it's so important that victims see an outcome from this process. That, you know, the Royal Commission has gone through a very compassionate, considered process, but now it's time for governments and institutions to act in response so they receive justice and support.
Yeah, by the sound of that, that concerns you. It concerns me as well. I mean, it's one thing, and often we'll have these commissions, whether they're royal or not, a lot of evidence is given and everyone goes away and then nothing much gets done. Is that a concern for you?
Look, we absolutely need to see that we don't have reports sitting on the shelf, but that we need real outcomes for people who have waited decades and are not getting any younger.
Yeah.
We know what to do. We need the will of governments to cooperate to do it. Because survivors need redress, they need justice, and they need access to the right counselling and other supports so that they can live a life that's worth living.
You know, I had a caller, and it brought it home to me, who basically said, and a person of faith, who said, look, you know, I'm a person of faith. I think he said he was Anglican. And he said, look, when anyone commits pedophilia or crimes of this nature in the general community, it's bad enough. But when it's a person of the clergy, it's 50 times worse because it's done in this position of trust. And in my mind, if that had happened to me, I just don't know whether I could forgive. But they're all being asked to do that by Peter Hollingworth and others who said, look, at the time, we just said, oh, well, it happened to you. That's a terrible thing, but you probably should forgive and move on. That must be very hard to do.
Yes, well, I don't think it's as simple as that at all.
No.
You know, survivors need to be heard, they need to be listened to, they need to have compassionate support so they help to work through the issues as to their spiritual beliefs. That's a whole other area.
Yeah, that's right.
For individuals.
Yeah.
But there have been lots of betrayals here. There's been lots of abuses of power, not just by the perpetrators, but by the institutions and the hierarchies within them.
Yeah, which is why it's so disappointing. And I suppose we have to accept it's peculiar to me that only one medical opinion was sought in relation to George Pell, but it's very disappointing that he's not going to be here.
It is very, very disappointing, but as I say, it's about his testimony, it's about the truth, and then it's about change.
Indeed. Thanks for your time. It's good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Okay,
that's
fine.
Dr. Kathy Kesselman, president of an organisation called ASCA. So they look after the adults who have suffered surviving child abuse. Now, as far as George Pell's concerned, as Chris Reason told us, that I don't know if that's peculiar or not. In legal terms, what one medical opinion sought in relation to that. I mean, these days, they send you off to a government doctor to get a Centrelink benefit. So they get an Italian professor from a university to go and assess George Pell. Just one, only one. No other opinion was sought. Now, he won't be back here to front the Royal Commission, and they've relented in the request to have Cardinal Pell stay there and give evidence in Perth, report from an Italian doctor. The senior cleric suffers from high blood pressure, heart disease, could cause heart failure on a long-distance flight. But as a couple of my listeners said, well, you know, I've got hypertension, I've got heart problems, I take my medication, get on the plane, go to the UK for holidays every year. So Commissioner Peter McClellan said that while he was delivering that ruling on Monday, there is a risk to his health if he undertook such travel at the present time. So that's what he said. But as Dr. Kesselman said, at least, at very least, he's going to be instructed to give this evidence. He'll have to face the questions anyway, even though it is via video link. And we're assuming, we're not quite sure yet, that will be from his apartment in the Vatican, because there was a thought he was going to be asked to go out of the Vatican. So in other words, out of the comfort zone to give the evidence. But I'm not sure about that either. But we'll find out.